Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Betsy Otter Thompson, author of the What Happens If I book, about the idea of action reaction and how what we receive from the world is related to what we put out into the world. But first, I want to start with our healing meditation. And today, I want us to focus on people who are suffering from depression. I've been feeling a little bit down in the dumps off and on over the last few weeks, and it reminded me of when I really was in a depression and how hard that is. And so let's send our love and healing energy to anyone who is suffering from depression, no matter how severe. So let's go ahead and begin and take a deep breath in and let it out. One more deep breath in just to anchor that. And thank you for doing that with me. I'm always looking for different things that we would like to heal. And so if you have a situation, it can be a world situation, a personal situation that you would like us to send love and healing energy to, email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And I'd love to do a meditation with everybody listening for your topic. Well, you know, last week we talked a little bit about the two previous weeks. Things had come up and we ended up doing archived shows instead of the live show. And then last week we had another little glitch where the guest had an emergency and couldn't come on until later in the show than we had planned. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how this week is going to go, to see if there's any other little things that will keep us on our toes instead of getting stuck in a rut. But one of the things that's keeping me on my toes right now is I got a new computer, and I really, you know, agonized over doing this or not, because I wanted to get all the new great stuff. Plus, my old computer is 4 years old, and it was getting kind of creaky and old and slowing down. But oh my gosh, learning how to do all the new stuff is sometimes a little bit painful. And so this is my first time doing the show with the new computer, and I am very pleased to say that everything is working well. So this is not where the glitch is going to show up this week on the show. I wanted to also share with you something that's been going on for me that I'm working on, and it will be the focus of our light bulb moment later in the show. But what's come up for me in the last week or two has been letting go of watching the clock. I've known for a while that I do this, but I hadn't really been very focused on it. But I was out a couple weeks ago out dancing with a friend of mine. And, you know, every once in a while I'd think, well, I wonder what time it is, because I don't wear a watch, and my cell phone was in her car. And, you know, at some point I went, why do I need to know what time it is? I'm not Cinderella. I'm not going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight. I don't have to get up in the morning, so it's not like I have to be home at a certain time. And yet it raised a certain amount of anxiety for me not knowing what time it is. And that to me was a key that was something that I wanted to work on, is this having to know what time it is all the time. And so later this in the show, when we do the light bulb moment, the last 15 minutes of the show, I'll share with you some more information about why I think it's a good thing to start letting go of watching the clock, and also some steps that you can take if you want to start doing that as well. Well, let's go ahead and meet our guest for today. And our guest is Betty Otter Thompson, and I love her name. Betsy is a Philadelphia native, and she worked as an account executive for several Philadelphia radio stations and as a commercial print model. After moving to California, Betsy struggled and nearly became homeless. After she recognized her tendency to blame everyone else for her problems and decided to become accountable, she began to recover. She retired in 2005 and is now writing full-time. In addition to the What Happens If I book that we're going to be talking about today, Betsy is the author of Walking Through Illusion, The Mirror Theory, Love Parent, Love Human, and You Are What You Think, Make Your Thoughts Delicious. Let's welcome Betsy Otter Thompson to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I'm excited to be here, too. And just so our listeners are kind of in on the joke, Betsy was my guest that was supposed to be on 3 weeks ago when I had the issue with no power in my building to be able to do the show. So I'm really excited that we finally are getting to do it. And I know that when I called you that day, you said, well, you know, your belief was that everything happens in divine time. I don't know if that was your word. That's my word. But and I agree with you. So you're meant to be here today.
Right. That's exactly the way it is. You're supposed to be wherever you are is where you're supposed to be, and whatever's happening is supposed to happen.
And I totally agree with that. And that's actually part of going back to what I was talking about a little bit ago about, you know, me learning to not watch the clock. That's part of it, too, because I can't be in whatever's happening if I'm thinking about what time is it and what am I supposed to do next. So,
Maybe you need to ask yourself, when you look for the clock, what is it? You must be looking for some kind of feeling. What feeling do you get when you look at the clock and you know what time it is?
You know, I think that what it is that, I think partly it's a control issue. If I don't know what time it is, how can I control what's happening or not happening? Like I really could anyway, right? And then the other thing I think for me is that in my life I have been such a goal-oriented person that I have mental lists, and here's everything I need to do, and here's the order I'm going to do it in, and here's if I do this by this time, then that other thing will have that time, and it creates anxiety for me when.
Okay. So I have something great for you to think about.
Yes.
Just think about my goal is to enjoy the moment.
Yes, that's great.
Just say that over and over again. My goal is to enjoy the moment. That's really the only, you know, it's really the only thing you have to enjoy, the
right.
moment.
Because everything happens in the moment. Nothing happens in the future or in the past.
Right. Everything happens in the moment. So that's the goal, to have a good moment, to enjoy the moment, to love who's with me right now, to enjoy who's with me right now, to appreciate who I am right now, all that stuff.
I love that. And so is the way in which you might implement it yourself, is it when I would start to think about what time it is, then I would say that to myself, or would it be more like a mantra during a meditation time?
Anytime it comes up. I say to myself a lot of times, I'll say, everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Everything
yes.
around me is happening when it's supposed to happen. I say that over and over again to counter that voice of fear that comes up to say things aren't the way they're supposed to be.
Right, right. And that really is a very good point, because I do believe that things do unfold in the way they are meant to, in the time that they are meant to, and everything is the way that it is supposed to be, which is not to say that we can't choose to take action to shift things also. But things are the way they are for a reason, and it's not to our detriment, I guess, is what
That's
I'm trying
right.
to say.
It's always a gift. Everything is a gift in the moment. No matter what's happening, it's a gift, either to help you go deeper within yourself, or for you to learn something more about yourself that you didn't realize was true, or to just reflect something beautiful back to you that reflects the beautiful energy you are. Everything is always a gift in the moment.
Absolutely. And speaking of in the moment, it's time to take our first break already. And when we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit about how you got to where you are. What was your, I don't know, epiphany or trigger?
Okay.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Betsy Otter Thompson, and Betsy's going to be talking about her book, The What Happens If I Book. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Betsy. So can you share how people can find you?
Yeah, at www.betsythompson.com. That's
easy.
My website, and my books are on Amazon, and if you put in books by Betsy Otter Thompson, they all come up.
Great. Very good. So let's talk about the What Happens If I Book. And, you know, I would love to hear, and I know that everybody else is interested in this too, what is the idea behind the book and how did the book come into being?
Well, the idea behind the book is that we live in a balanced universe, and whatever you put out into the universe, you invite back into your life. And the book was... The idea for the book came one afternoon when I was going home from work, and I had a very bad day. It was just everything went wrong, and somebody was very patronizing to me, and I already believed in the mirror theory or action reaction, whatever you put out there comes back. But I was having a terrible time admitting what I must have given to explain what I had received. But I had to put my money where my mouth was because I knew this was my belief, and I had to ask myself, okay, well, how did I feel when this person behaved this way towards me? And I felt diminished. I felt that I had she didn't believe that I could do my job well enough, or I didn't know what I was doing. And so then I had to ask myself, well, how have I made somebody else feel that way? And as soon as I asked myself that question, I realized that there was a good friend of mine who was trying to make some decisions about her life, and I was acting like I knew what she should do better than she knew. So I realized immediately how I had invited that into my life, which was a very powerful position to be in, because instead of making me feel depressed, it made me feel powerful that since I had created that situation, I could recreate another situation. And so I immediately called her and reassured her that I had no idea what she should be doing, and she, her own soul knew and her own guidance knew exactly what was best for her. And as soon as I did that, I felt this great weight off my shoulders, and I thought to myself, you know, people want to know. I'm not the only one who wants to know how I create these situations for myself. Everybody wants to know how these situations, why they have them and how to get rid of them. And so that's how the idea began. I mean, what happens if I do this? What happens if I do that? I just asked all the what happens that I could think of and sort of play the devil's advocate with it and let spirit come through with a shift in thinking, which is really what this book is about, a shift in thinking from the normal reaction the way we usually do is thinking, oh, I've done something horrible, I was terrible to that person, that's why someone was terrible to me. No, it's not about that. It's about the gift that's given to you to understand yourself better so that you can recreate and create what you do like. And so that's how the book began.
So, and what I love about the book, too, is that, I mean, the chapters are literally what happens if I, and then it's a situation.
Right.
So for people who are kind of new to this idea or maybe are not sure how it applies to them, it's so easy to look through these chapters and say, oh, what happens if I make a mistake? Well, I think we all have that worry, right?
Right.
What happens if I live without integrity? Well, lots of us are in that place of, you know, we've kind of sold out or sold our soul to do what we think we're supposed to do. You know, and these are all really relatable things.
Yes.
They're a great way for somebody to get started with it.
Yes, and you can, it's a sort of a reference book in that respect, because you can just go back to it anytime you're having a specific problem in your life and just read the chapter to get refreshed and renewed and and reminded of what it is that is happening, that is really happening, you know, what is really happening. Like, for instance, if what happens if I make a mistake? Well, the way I work with that is that I think the only mistake I can make is to have an act without love, an act without love. That's a mistake to me because that brings me back something that's unpleasant, someone else not being kind and loving to me. So if I define it by, mistake as being an act without love, then I know how to correct any mistakes I make.
Right, exactly. Well, I had a really interesting experience where this showed up for me just recently. I was out with a small group of other women and we were having dinner, and it was people I didn't know well. It was through a meetup. And when it came time to pay, one of the women's credit cards got denied. And she just had that one credit card with her. And so other people had to help her pay. And, you know, in my mind, I mean, outwardly, I was fine, but internally, I was so full of judgment about that. You know, how could she, you know, do this where she, you know, came and got something that she didn't have the money to pay for it? Or why didn't she have some other backup plan? Or, you know, I mean, it's all the, you know, blaming stuff, right? Blaming her. The very next morning, that was... an evening dinner. The very next morning, I was at the store, and I had I hadn't brought my purse with me. I had brought one credit card and my keys. I would live within walking distance of the store, and I was at a Target, and I was buying all kinds of stuff. You know, just small things, but lots of household item things, and it added up to like $180. And my credit card got denied.
I knew that was coming.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, really, how much of a mirror could it be? It was like
so
almost
perfect.
The exact same situation.
Yes. Right?
And what had happened was that I had paid for something on that credit card that was a fairly big amount that I had forgotten about.
Wow.
And because I'm like, what? I know that it has a balance that's more than enough to cover this amount, right? And of course, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, so I had no compassion for her, and look what happened to me.
Well, the thing is, you forget that that nothing in illusion can hide your emotions from somebody else. So while you had all that judgment, she felt it.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Yeah, felt it. And so therefore, that was yours to feel. And so the next day, it was yours to feel how she had felt.
And, you know, I loved how, I mean, I didn't love it happening, but I loved how direct the connection was because I couldn't miss it.
Yeah,
because the timing was so close together, and it was like almost an identical situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really did. I mean, it had an impact on me, obviously, because here I am telling this story.
I love it. I think it's wonderful that you're honest enough to tell it. Because I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. It's about realizing we're all here to learn together. None of us are perfect. There is no perfect to be anyway. We're just here for the lessons that we have to learn, the things we want to learn about ourselves, the challenges we wanted to give ourselves, the love, release, and forgiveness that we're all trying to find. And so we're all here together helping each other do the same, you know, find the same answers. And that's why this book, I think, is having, you know, such a positive impact on people, because it's just taking the things that we do every day or the things that we get into habits of doing and giving us a different look at it.
Right, exactly. And I like the point you made a little bit ago, too, which was your experience in that moment where you had, you know, kind of your aha about it. And that is, you know, if my belief is that I brought this to myself because of my own actions, then I can do something different and receive something different.
Right. And the point that here's the kicker on this story. The person who had been patronizing to me never stopped being patronizing, but after that, it didn't bother me anymore.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's because I like to describe it like in a physical way, like we have this aura surrounding us, and when we put out ideas, the compatible eyes come back and we feel them. However, if we we haven't put out the idea and it comes back to us, we don't feel it. It bounces off the aura and is felt.
That's really interesting, because it explains why, you know, a lot of people these days, they're practicing law of attraction ideas, right?
Yeah.
And it explains why sometimes we don't get what we intend for.
Yes, that's true. And why sometimes we put out things and we get back something, but we don't recognize it. In other words,
right.
You would notice it. I mean, I noticed that this person was still being patronizing. I noticed it and said, oh, there she goes again. But there wasn't that gut reaction in me. That gut reaction in me that had the lesson for me, or the thing that I needed to look at in myself.
Right, right. It didn't trigger you, basically.
No, it didn't trigger me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is really so powerful, because it is then about taking back the power ourselves
to create
what we want in our lives.
It's the most powerful idea there is, because, you know, and the thing is that when something happens like that, our first instinct is to say, oh, I can't be honest because that makes me a horrible person. It doesn't make you a horrible person. It makes you an honest person and an empowered person. That's what it does for you. And when you ask yourself that question, how have I made this somebody else feel that way, you have to trust the first thing that comes to you, because the first thing that comes to you is your soul jumping in with the answer. If you start to rationalize by saying, well, they deserved my patronization because they didn't know what they were doing, or they deserved my patronization because they asked me my opinion. As soon as you rationalize, you lose what the situation was all about to help you. You miss the answer.
Very true. Well, it's time for us to take another quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Betsy about her book, What Happens If I...
Desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Betsy Otter Thompson, talking about her book, The What Happens If I Book. And somehow I started to get it backwards, The What Happens If I Book. And just before the break, Betsy, we were talking about when you start to do the self-examination around, okay, I had this thing happen. Now, when have I done something that might have made someone else feel the way that I feel? And what you said was that, you know, it's really the first thought that comes to your mind about it, because after that, we start to rationalize and justify what we did. And what I was saying to you in the break is that that can be really hard to really own. Like for me, with my example with the credit card thing, it did feel, I felt bad that I made her feel bad, even though I didn't overtly say anything. I'm sure she felt the vibes, as you were saying also. And so I'd love for you to just talk a little bit about, even for yourself, how you've kind of rolled through that.
Well, first of all, I did call this person and apologize to her, but I didn't basically do it for her sake as much as my own sake. Mm-hmm. Because you can't, there's no guarantee how other people are going to react to your honesty and your willingness to be accountable. And their reaction isn't really that important. It's the act of being, of taking responsibility for what you created. And then you can or you cannot apologize to them. I feel it's more comfortable to apologize because the minute you apologize for something, you get rid of all the defensiveness in the other person. And they immediately will respond to you in a much more loving way, and then you're back on track with each other.
Right. And I also hear what you're saying, too, though, about we can't know how the other person is going to react. So we can't be doing it because we want them to forgive us,
respond a certain way. And you know, in fact, my whole life, really, Laura, has been about coming to the point of taking responsibility for all my choices. And I mean, I really did spend the first half of my life blaming everyone else for my problems and blaming everyone else for where I ended up, almost homeless. And I had to become accountable at a certain point and say, wait a minute, I'm the one who made the choices that got me where I am. No one else forced me into that. I'm the one who made those choices. And when I became accountable, one of the things I was becoming accountable for was this gift that I have of being able to communicate with spirit. And I remember I knew I had it when I was 5 years old, but when I told my sister about it, she reacted so dramatically that I was scared to death she'd tell somebody and they'd react the way she had. So it wasn't until in the middle of my life when I was almost homeless that I claimed this gift again because nothing else had worked. And what did I have to lose? I was almost out of my apartment and I was going to go be living in my car. And so I remember saying this prayer that I wanted to accept the gift, I wanted to use the gift, I wanted to share the gift. I would write down all the messages, but I sure needed a job to support me while I did it. And 3 weeks later, I had the job in the entertainment business. I stayed working for the same man for the next 18 years. And it was like the universe said to me, okay, if you're ready, we're ready, and here we go. And so it was taking responsibility. It was saying, this is the person I am. I'm going to be who I am and let the chips fall where they may. And, of course, the chips fell so beautifully. It was like the biggest lesson I ever had in my life because it was like it was a complete turnaround in my life. All of a sudden, the money started flowing in, and I moved to a nicer apartment, and I was writing. I would work all day, and I would go home and write all night, and I was happy as can be. And I started taking responsibility with my choices and not stopping blaming my family. And even though I never said to them, I'm not blaming anymore. They could feel it, and they reacted to the feeling that I gave them that it was nobody else's fault but mine.
Right, Right. So what about, I'm going to maybe throw you a little bit of a curveball here because this idea just popped into my head. But what about when we've had something really awful happen to us in our childhood that continues to affect us as an adult? And you know, there's a difference between blaming other people and recognizing that other people's actions have an impact on us, right?
Right. And I get this question a lot because it's the first thing people usually think of. What about innocent children and the things that they have to go through?
Uh-huh.
And I explain it by saying that I don't believe that, and my belief is that we have lived many lifetimes, and that it's that to the universe or to God or to energy, that universal energy, there is no difference between yesterday and today or a past lifetime and this lifetime. It's all a matter of what is happening to help that energy evolve. And so if we have made our choices, I do believe we have chosen the challenges that we feel will help us to go deeper within. And so, therefore, I believe that I chose my mother, who I had a hard time getting along with, and I feel that I chose those childhood challenges because, for some reason, I believed they were going to help me find the answers that I wanted to find this lifetime. And so I believe that about energy of any age, that we can't really pass a judgment on that because we don't know what that energy lived before this lifetime. We don't know what that energy wanted to understand this lifetime. We don't know how long they wanted to be here. We don't know what their purpose was in being here, what the role they agreed to play. We don't know that. So we can only figure it out for ourselves. And I've talked to many people from doing these shows of hosts who have been through really, really abusive childhoods and have understood exactly what it was that they needed, why they needed to go through it, and have grown so tremendously from it. And in fact, it created the life for them that they really feel is the kind of life they came here to live. And so we don't have the information to make a judgment on the choices that the soul makes. But I believe when the soul is making that choice, it's coming from an overall view. It sees the big picture, whereas when we come here, we only see the little picture of life here. But the choices are made from the big picture.
And I have a similar belief, but I feel like you stated it very well. I like the, you know, the little picture and the big picture, because I do think that there is, well, it's like we talked about with our show getting postponed by 3 weeks, that there is, you know, divine timing, and there's a bigger plan than what we necessarily know. Yes. What it's about.
Yes, exactly. And that's why going with this is kind of a trite phrase right now, but I really think it's an important one of going with the flow and accepting that things are going to happen exactly the way they're supposed to happen. I remember I was 6 years ago, I was selling my house, and the first person who bought it backed out after the people came in to check on stuff. I can't remember what it's called now.
Oh, the inspection.
The inspection. And then the next person bought it a month later, and then she was coming here for a job broker and or a hedge fund, and the hedge fund got in trouble, and she couldn't come because she was getting her green card through the hedge fund.
Oh my gosh!
And then the next person who bought the house, which is about a month later, was buying the house to be close to their children and grandchildren down the street, and so they were the people who were supposed to buy the house.
Yeah.
And so it was a process of me trusting that it was all evolving exactly the way it should be evolving, even though it wasn't very pleasant to have to sell a house.
Right.
But, you know, in the long run, if I could, you know, I kept telling myself along the way, everything is exactly the way it needs to be, and that did help me. And then when it sold to these people, and they were so delightful and so thrilled to be there on the block with their children and grandchildren, I realized that that was the way it was always supposed to happen.
And they just weren't ready yet, and so there had to be a few delays.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have a friend who's going through a similar situation with her house, and, you know, I know she also has the belief that you know, things happen the way they do for a reason, but gosh darn it, I'm ready for this to be done.
Well, we all feel that way.
Yeah, but it is helpful to have that belief, because if she didn't have that belief at all, then it's a lot more torturous, I think,
yes,
even though it's still not pleasant.
Yeah,
at least
we all like things to happen on our own schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. We do.
Happen now.
Yes. And I'm just going to throw in, I can remember Oprah several years ago saying, be careful what you ask for in terms of your personal growth, because you will be given situation after situation that allows you to learn it.
Yeah.
And patience is one of mine. And I was noticing this morning, I just moved into an apartment building where I live on the 20th floor, and there's only two elevators, and it's sometimes pretty slow. And so this morning, going up and down to the laundry room while I stood there and waited at the elevator 3 or 4 minutes, I'm like, okay, this is working on my patience.
That's right. And you created that situation for yourself. So use that time in a productive way, either prayer, meditation, something that makes you feel wonderful, and then it will seem to pass really quickly.
That's great. Well, there is such a thing as radio time as well, and we're coming up on another break. So before we take a break, can you give your contact info one more time, please, Betsy?
Yes, it's www.betsythompson.com or Books by Betsy Otter Thompson in Amazon, and they all come up.
Great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about the value in not watching the clock and how to do it. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Betsy Otter Thompson, talking about her book, The What Happens If I Book. You can find out more at BetsyThompson.com. And some other ways to get help in moving forward in life. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, and there's lots of good information there. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always TheLauraLongleyShow.com. We've had lots of really great guests on the show. And by the way, today is the one-year anniversary of me doing the show, so I guess I should have said that at the top of the hour. But so we have a year's worth of guests that you can listen to archives at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, sign up for the weekly newsletter and you'll get the link to those written transcripts. Okay, well, I want to talk a little bit more about watching the clock or learning to not watch the clock as our light bulb moment for today. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this really came to the forefront for me, how much I'm doing this and how it affects me, a couple of weeks ago. And then I really started to pay attention to how much I do it. And I realized that it creates anxiety for me. And, you know, Betsy and I talked about this a little bit earlier in the show as well, that when I don't know what time it is, I feel like I should be doing something that I'm not doing, and it creates anxiety. And it also creates a false sense of urgency because very few things need to be done in a certain time or at a certain time. I mean, we might have appointments, but other than that, you know, really, no. It's all preference, my personal preference. Boy, I'm having trouble talking today. I keep a running list in my head of everything I need to do and when I'll do it. And that creates more of the urgency and the sense of needing to hurry up. And it keeps me focused in the future and not being focused on the present. And as Betsy and I said, everything happens in the present. Nothing happens in the future. It all happens right now in the present. And it's really interesting to me, too, because I have a really good sense of time. For instance, if I've been doing something for several hours where there's not a clock nearby and I come back home or get in the car or whatever where there is a clock, and I think I know about what time it is, I'm always within 5 or 10 minutes. So there's something about time for me in particular. But the bottom line here is that always worrying about what time it is creates anxiety, and it keeps me from being able to experience what's actually happening right now in the present. And I want to also link this to what we talked about last week in the light bulb moment with the having orientation versus the being orientation. And so letting go of watching the clock helps us be in the being orientation. The having orientation is all about accomplishing, and that is about watching the clock. So to give you a little bit of help with making the shift from watching the clock, let me give you a few steps that you can do. First of all, really realize that there are things that are time related. We do have appointments. This radio show is one of them for me. It would not work well for anybody if I showed up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time rather than 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time to do the radio show. So there are certain things where it is important to know what time it is. However, that is not the majority of things. Most things in our lives are flexible and do not need to be done at a certain time. So if you want to start letting go of your attachment to the clock, start by noticing. And you don't have to do anything different yet, but just noticing. Notice how frequently you check to see what time it is. Notice how often you're planning out what you're going to do next or your entire schedule for the day. Notice how often you're thinking about what you're going to do later rather than what you're doing right now. And this is a big one for me. And notice when you're feeling anxiety about everything that you, quote unquote, need to get done today. Then start doing it differently. So just start by noticing, and you will be amazed at how much you do this. Then when you really have gotten, yeah, this is an issue for me, I do this a lot, then what you're going to start doing differently is whenever you look around for a clock or to start to look at your watch or pull out your cell phone to see what time it is, stop and ask yourself why you need to know what time it is. That's what I've been doing with myself. Why do I need to know what time it is? That information is irrelevant for whatever it is that I'm doing at the time. If you need to know, then look. But most of the time, you will find you do not need to know what time it is. When you realize you're thinking about what's next, come back to focusing on what's now. So whenever you find yourself out there in the future and thinking about, okay, now I still need to do this. Well, once I get done doing that, I'll go do this other thing, and come back to what am I doing right now in this moment? And when you feel anxious, not knowing what time it is, ask yourself how many of the things that are on your list actually have to be done today, and you will find the answer is very few. And ask yourself, why is time so important? Why is what's happening in the future more important than where I am at right now? And if what's in the future really is more important, then why are you even doing what you're doing right now if you're not even going to experience it? And finally, practice, because that's what it's all about, is practicing. It does not come easily. This is something that's really rampant in our society, that we live by the clock. So you're going to have to practice a lot in order to be able to do it differently. But as I was saying with Betsy about my thing with practicing patience, you will be given lots of opportunities to practice as well. All right, a few announcements before we say goodbye today. First of all, I just want to remind you that you can sign up to receive the weekly newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com. And it also sends out reminders a couple hours before each show, because I know that sometimes we get busy and we kind of forget that the show is coming up. Also, I want to share again with you how to find me on Facebook. It's The Laura Longley Show, really easy to find, and we have discussions going on there with guests that are on the show, and you can join in those discussions. And finally, I would love for you to email me with any suggestions of guests that you would like to see on the show or topics that you would like to have discussed on the show, and you can email me at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Betsy Otter Thompson, and I finally said her name correctly, for sharing such great information on the mirror idea, the action versus reaction, how basically we create our lives and what we receive from the world by our own actions. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday is the third Monday of the month, and that means it's an all call-in show, so don't miss it. I'll be taking your calls on issues and problems in your life and offering intuitive coaching and tarot guidance, and that's all hour long. So be sure to tune in live for that at 11 a.m. Pacific or 2 p.m. Eastern. And last month, during the third Monday All Call-In Show, I ended up with an impromptu guest who happened to be a friend of mine, but I didn't know she was going to be calling in, and she shared her own wisdom with us, so you never know what'll happen. I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit LauraLongley.net.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.